AP News for Friday, January 26th. I'm Ben Thomas. A jury verdict in New York against Donald Trump. The AP's Jake Offenhartz.
A jury ordered Donald Trump to pay $83.3 million to the writer E. Jean Carroll for defaming her in a series of social media posts. This is the second trial in 9 months centered on Carroll's allegations that Trump sullied her reputation, calling her a liar after she accused him of sexually assaulting her in a Manhattan department store. This trial focused on comments Trump made while president, and attorneys for Carroll said the jury should consider the fact that Trump had continued to disparage Carroll on the campaign trail, on social media, and award substantial punitive damages. The jury was ordered to accept the result of a previous trial, which found he was liable for the sexual abuse and a separate defamation.
Trump's attorney says they'll appeal. The UN's top court has ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent and punish possible acts of genocide in its offensive in Gaza, but it stopped short of ordering a ceasefire. President Biden's pressing Congress to embrace a bipartisan Senate deal pairing border enforcement with foreign aid for Ukraine. But Sagar Magani reports House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing back.
Johnson says if leaked reports about the emerging legislation are true, the bill would be dead on arrival in the House. That aligns him with GOP hardliners and likely presidential nominee Donald Trump, who are determined to sink the compromise.
And arrests for illegal border crossings reached an all-time high in December. Lisa Dwyer has the numbers.
The Border Patrol tallied nearly 250,000 arrests on the Mexican border, up 31% from November and 13% from December 2022, which was the previous all-time high. Tucson, Arizona was again the busiest corridor. Del Rio, Texas, the focus of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's enforcement efforts, was second. So far this year, arrests are down by more than half, which is consistent with historical trends and enhanced enforcement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The Biden administration's approved the sale of F-16 fighter jets to Turkey, following Turkey's ratification of Sweden's NATO membership. And finally, a stir over suggestions tea drinkers try using salt. Donna Warder explains.
Michelle Francil is a chemistry professor at Bryn Mawr College in Pennsylvania. Her new book, Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, published just this week, suggests drinking tea with a pinch of salt.
So it makes this cup of tea taste less bitter. It's kind of a rescue thing.
That's not sitting well with many tea drinkers across the pond. But to be good sports about it, these ladies in Manchester, England, gave it a try during their traditional English afternoon tea.
No, I thought it would be worse.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
No, you can taste the salt.
I don't like salt.
All audio courtesy of ITN. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.